It is good to see everyone here tonight. We are thankful for your presence. We are having an abbreviated service tonight, and so we're hoping that as many people as possible can go over to Sycamore for the singing. Sherry asked me this morning after we left, she said, "Are you enjoying all the attention, everyone gathering around the wheelchair?" And I said, "You know, it's more like when you buy a new car and you are proud of it and everyone wants to come and see it." I said, "It's kind of that feeling. So if you want to see it, come and see it. I'll be glad to show it off to you." The lesson tonight is going to be abbreviated. It could easily be a 30-minute lesson. It could be two 30-minute lessons, but we're going to keep it short. But that does not mean that it is not important. We're going to deal with the question tonight, do I need to be rebaptized? I have been asked this question many times over the years. In fact, on a regular frequency, I get asked this. As a matter of fact, as I was coming home from New Hampshire on Thursday, I received a call from a couple in Arkansas, some people that I did not know, and they asked the question, "Here's our situation. Do you think we need to be baptized?" Now, I want to offer a word of explanation or clarification at the beginning, and it is this. Usually when we have a discussion like this, and I ask the question, do I need to be rebaptized? Almost always someone will say to me, "Don, there's no such thing as rebaptism. You can only be baptized once, and if you get baptized more than that, it is not really a baptism, you just got wet." And people are right in the sense that people can only scripturally be baptized one time. And so, scripturally, you can't be re-baptized. But I want you to think about the fact that the word baptize means immerse. That's what the Greek word means. It means to be immersed. And so our question is, if a person has been immersed in the past, do they need to be immersed in water again? And that's our question that we're talking about tonight. Another point of clarification before we start answering it is this. Sometimes the Lord's church, the Church of Christ, has been accused of requiring multiple baptisms. This is simply not the case. I have never taught that. I have never heard a preacher teach that. In the program that Aaron Gallagher and I do together called Answering the Error, there is a denominational group that has accused the Lord's church of this very thing. We just got through reviewing their video. We just posted it on GBN's website, and I'm going to post it tonight on my Facebook if you would like to see all the accusations that they have made against the Lord's church and our scriptural answers to those. Very briefly tonight, I want to give you five categories of people who need to be rebaptized, or as we should maybe more correctly say, to be baptized according to the New Testament. Let's go to the first slide. First, those who were baptized for the wrong reason need to be rebaptized. Sometimes young people will be baptized because their friends were baptized. This sort of thing frequently happens at Bible camps. Maybe it's the case that they get caught up in the moment and two or three people will be baptized, and then you have a whole group of people that will go up and be baptized together. But the point we're making right now is baptism done for the wrong reason is not a legitimate baptism. You know, in Acts chapter 8, when the Ethiopian eunuch asked Philip if he could be baptized, Philip responded and said, "If you believe with all of your heart, you may be baptized." Acts 8:37. Jesus himself said in Mark 16:16 that in order to be saved, a person must believe and be baptized. But I want you to notice that the desire to be baptized must stem from a sincere belief in a person's heart. And so a person who is baptized simply because other people were baptized, he has not been biblically baptized. And so he needs to be re-immersed with a proper understanding and belief in his heart. Let's go to the second one. Secondly, those who did not have a proper understanding of the gospel, they need to be rebaptized or properly baptized. You see, the Bible teaches before a person is baptized into Christ, there are certain things that he must know and that he must understand. These things would include, number one, that he is lost and that he is destined to go to hell because of his sins. that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23, that the wages of sin is eternal death in hell, Romans 6:23. He needs to understand that. Secondly, he needs to understand that Jesus Christ is deity, that he is the Son of God, and that he came in the flesh to pay the penalty so that I don't have to go to hell. That's the good news of the gospel. That's John 8:24, John 1:14. Thirdly, he needs to understand the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Romans 5 and 8, 1 Corinthians 15, 54 and 55. I've got all these verses up on the slide. And fourth, he needs to understand the body of Christ. That is, the church of Christ, where the Bible teaches salvation is found. Acts chapter 8 and verse 12. If a person doesn't understand those things, he's not properly prepared to be baptized. Over the years, I have had many people that have come to me expressing the fact that they were baptized when they were very young, and they say, looking back, you know, when I was 10 years old, I was baptized, but I don't think I really understood these basic truths at the time. And so we baptized them again, this time scripturally. Number three, let's go to the next slide. Thirdly, those who were baptized in a denomination need to be rebaptized or properly baptized. Now, somebody says, why is that? Here's the reason. For a person to be scripturally baptized, he must understand that baptism is for the remission of his sins, Acts 2:38. He must understand that baptism is the point wherein he is washed by the blood of Jesus, Romans 6:3 and 4. And he must understand that baptism saves him, Mark 16:16. If a person doesn't have a proper understanding of the purpose of baptism, then that baptism doesn't do him any good. Let's go to the next slide here. A person can't be taught wrong and baptized right. I don't know what happened to my words. They slid off the slide there. But notice what it says. A person can't be taught wrong and baptized right. A person can't be taught in a denomination that baptism is not necessary to be saved and then be saved by baptism in that denomination. It doesn't make any sense. Now, almost every denomination that I have ever talked to over the years teaches that a person is saved first and baptized later. They commonly teach that a person is saved at the point of faith or maybe saved at the point of prayer, and then later the person is baptized, they will say, as an outward sign of the fact that they have already been saved. Listen carefully to me. Anyone who was baptized with such an understanding has not been scripturally baptized. Again, you can't be taught wrong and baptized right. If you believe that you were saved before you were baptized, then it was not a legitimate baptism. No person in the New Testament was ever saved before they were baptized. Again, you can't be taught wrong and baptized right. Furthermore, in addition to what I just said, a person must understand that New Testament baptism places a person into the body of Christ. Galatians 3:27 says, we are baptized into Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:13 says the same thing. But what if a person doesn't understand that? What if a person doesn't understand that baptism places him into the church? What if a person is baptized thinking that one church is just as good as another? What if a person is baptized not even knowing what the body of Christ is? Can a person be properly baptized into the body of Christ if they don't know what that means? Again, you can't be taught wrong and baptized right. For a person to be properly baptized according to the New Testament, he must be baptized for the remission of sins. He needs to understand that it puts him into the body of Christ and not into a denomination. And so what that means is this. A person who is baptized in a denomination needs to be rebaptized, that is, immersed again, this time scripturally, after he knows and understands the truth. No person in the Bible was ever baptized into a denomination. Next slide, let's do number four. A person who was baptized as a baby needs to be rebaptized. The reason that denominations baptize babies, the reason that the Catholic Church baptizes babies, is because of an incorrect belief that they hold that babies are born in sin. They believe that babies inherit the sin of Adam, and because of that, you're born as a baby with sin, and so you need to be baptized because they understand that baptism washes away sin. The Bible does not teach that babies are born in sin. The Bible teaches that babies are pure and innocent in God's sight. You can read that very clearly in Matthew 18, 3 and 4. Since baptism is for the forgiveness of sins, babies have no sins, therefore babies don't need to be baptized. Furthermore, I want you to think about this. What must a person have before he is baptized? He has to have faith, right? A person must believe and then be baptized. Since a baby is not capable yet of processing this and thinking through the gospel, he's not capable of believing. Therefore, he's not a candidate to be baptized, nor does he need it because he has no sin. Let's go to number five. Fifth, a person who was not immersed in water needs to be rebaptized. Friends, in the Bible, baptism is always immersion in water. I've got several passages up at the top that teach that. One who has been, quote, baptized by sprinkling or baptized by pouring, that is not the biblical definition of immersion. What you're saying is he has been completely submerged underwater by having water sprinkled on his head. It's a contradiction of terms. And so such a person would need to be rebaptized. Let's go to the last slide here. What then is a proper New Testament baptism? To be baptized correctly, according to the words of Jesus and the example of the New Testament, a person must hear the Word of God, Romans 10, 14. He must believe it, Mark 16, 16. Repent of his sins, Acts 17, 30. Confess his faith in Christ, Romans 10, 10. And then he must be completely immersed in water for the right reason and with the proper understanding. And so you say, what do I need to do if I determine that I have not been properly baptized? Over the years, I have had quite a few, I don't know how many, maybe 30 or 40 people that have come to me over the years concerned that they were not baptized properly. And I always tell them the same thing. I tell them, this is easy to fix. We have a baptistry that is filled with water. No person should walk around with doubts about his salvation because it's easy to fix. In fact, I was baptized when I was 11. Years later, Sherry and I were both baptized again together. Why? Because I looked back and I thought, you know, I have real doubts about what I understood when I was 11 years old. Maybe it was legit. If it was legit, the second time, I just got wet. But you know what? It gave me peace of mind, and I've never had to worry about it again. I appreciate your good attention tonight. Maybe we have someone here who needs to be baptized because you've never obeyed the gospel. You have the opportunity to do that. Maybe you are here this evening as a child of God. You've got sin in your life. Maybe you need to come forward and publicly confess sin so that you can be right in the sight of God. If we can help you, we ask you to come as together we stand and sing the invitation song.